Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir? My name is Tony.
Okay.
We are conducting a poll of consumers in the Northeast Florida area in Jacksonville about issues related to the water service for your household. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
How would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Oh, yeah, positive.
Does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
It's a well.
From a well?
Yep.
Okay. How would you rate GEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Oh, positive.
How would you rate GEA's electric service on each of the following? Generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way. Very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
I'm going to say neutral because I'm not sure how they do that.
Providing reliable service. Very positive, somewhat, neutral, negative?
Oh, positive.
The cost you pay for electricity given, all it provides to your household.
Yes.
Very positive?
Oh, positive, yeah.
Okay. Next, below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from a property. Okay? Just let me know if you feel very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar with that particular word or short phrase. Clean water.
Yeah, somewhat familiar.
National drinking water standards.
Well, as I said, because our community gets the water from a well and it's treated, but that has nothing to do with JEA.
Okay. Yes. No, this is just how familiar are you with this particular phrase? National drinking water standards.
Oh, no, I'm familiar with that.
Okay. Very familiar or somewhat?
Very.
Purified water.
We actually have water delivered here to drink.
Oh, okay. So you're familiar with that phrase, correct?
Yes.
The Floridan aquifer. Are you familiar with that phrase?
Yes, familiar.
Recycled water. Are you familiar with that? With the phrase?
Yes. Yep.
Underground water shortage.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that phrase? Okay. What about federal government safety standards?
Well, somewhat familiar.
What about used water? Are you familiar with that phrase?
Yeah,
somewhat.
I'm familiar with that.
Very, okay. Second, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Clean water. What type of reaction do you have? Very positive? Somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
National drinking water standards.
Yeah, somewhat positive.
What about purified water?
Positive.
The Floridan aquifer. Floridan aquifer.
Somewhat.
Recycled water.
Well, if I'm positive about it, I would say neutral.
Neutral, okay. What about, what would be your reaction to underground water shortage? Very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Federal government safety standards. What would be your reaction? Very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. We're almost done, okay, sir? I truly thank you for helping.
Okay.
Now, have you heard or read anything about JEA program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0. Have you heard?
No,
anything?
I'm not familiar with that at all.
Okay. Well, here's some information about the new JEA water purification process. The H2.0 process. Here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by GEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0?
I would support it.
Okay. JEA, why H2.0 JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. One, because state and federal government regulations are getting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. The purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0?
I would support it.
Okay. What do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program?
Well, it makes water sustainable commodity.
Okay.
It
makes water more sustainable commodity, correct?
Yeah. You're putting it back, so the well won't run dry. Put it that way.
Okay. Commodity, so it doesn't go dry, correct?
Yeah.
So it doesn't go dry. Okay. All right. Awesome. Just allow me a couple of moments, okay, sir? What do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA's H2.0 program?
Well, it's nothing against JEA. It's just the government has a way of putting their hands in something to make it more expensive for the consumers.
Okay. So what do you dislike most about it, though? Well, that sounds bad.
Their process sounds wonderful. Process sounds, it's just for, how much cost is going to be.
The cost. Set up. Okay.
Yeah, for the consumer.
The cost, okay, for the consumer. Okay, that's great. That's what we're looking for. Okay, to give us what you're afraid of. Okay, now following up, opponents to this H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following: this so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary, since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released into the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed, and that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Now, learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0.
No, I support it.
Okay.
It's just, how much,
okay.
Because they can, ocean water, make that drinkable, but it's very...
That'd be great.
Well, no, it's very, very expensive. That's why they don't do it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right. You learn something new every day. So would you support or oppose it?
I would support it.
Okay.
Until it's not supportable.
Well, in response to opponents labeling the H 2.0 project as toilet to tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with other used water sources coming out of a home and puts it through 5 purification, testing, and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then, this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to the households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? Supporters who say this label is misleading and wrong because the H 2.0 project is safe. Opponents who say this toilet-to-tap program should be stopped.
Well, I mean, they developed that whole system for NASA.
Oh, okay. So you would side with the supporters or the opponents?
I don't know. I support it. I mean, I support it because nothing lasts forever.
Okay. I understand. Now, sir, I'm going to read to you. This is the last. We're almost done, okay? This is pretty much the last part of it, okay? Let me just read a short list of statements about JEA H 2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each of these statements is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative. As part of the H 2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours, telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. Would that, your reaction would be very positive, somewhat neutral?
Yeah, that would be positive.
While they are using a proven method of purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Would that give your reaction a very positive, somewhat neutral?
Very, very positive.
Now, since population growth in Northeast Florida is not slowing down anytime soon, this H 2.0 program to replenish the clean water supply in the aquifer will help make sure we don't run out of drinking water. Your reaction will be very positive. Now, JEA H 2.0 process is simply recycling water and returning it from where it came, but even more pure.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm positive about that.
So that'll be very positive. Now, under H 2.0, purified water exceeds the federal government's clean drinking water standards. Would that make you feel very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
While JEA's customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H 2.0 purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy.
No, I would be very positive.
implementing H2.0 actually saves JEA customers money because the cost and difficulty of providing enough clean, safe drinking water, given new tougher government regulations in Northeast Florida's growth would be higher without H2.0 in place.
Yeah, I'd be very positive.
The H2.0 program will help protect the health of the St. John's River because it sends more purified, cleaner water back to the aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river.
No, I would be, somewhat positive.
Putting JEA's H2.0 plan into action.
Does to go back on that last question, it's because if there's not enough fresh water in the river, the salt line comes from the ocean, it starts encroaching. So I'd be somewhat positive on that.
What about putting JEA's H2O plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come? Would that give you a reaction of very positive, somewhat neutral, negative?
Oh, yeah, very positive.
Water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet advanced oxidation that removes chemicals and bacteria from the water.
I'll be positive.
Okay. Lastly, given everything you have learned about JEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I strongly support it.
Just a few questions for classification purposes. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or more than or over 65?
54.
Okay.
55 and 64.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
How long have you lived in your current home? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more than 30 years? You're born there native.
The first one, 1 to 10 years.
1 to 10 years, okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I am.
What was the last grade you completed in school?
The high school diploma.